I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bob McNair, who got in front of, or I guess behind a microphone in Orlando as part of the NFL owners meetings and was asked about the way the NFL is handling athletes demonstrating during the national anthem. And that's the way I'll phrase it, because when you say protesting the national anthem,
it's not protesting the national anthem.
That's an incorrect explanation of what the athletes in the NFL are doing. They're not protesting the national anthem. They're demonstrating during the national anthem. There's not been one player that has said, I don't like America, and I'm going to kneel or sit during the national anthem because I don't like America. There's not been one player that has said, I don't like our troops. I want to disrespect the military. No player has said that.
Okay? And he's just flat out wrong on this. It's not a protest of the national anthem. Is it disrespectful to the national anthem? That's your opinion, and a lot of people's opinion, obviously. There are other ways to protest what they feel are injustices, to certain demographics in this country.
Yes.
So that's not, but here's the big takeaway here is Bob McNair needs a get back coach for his words. Anytime, when he's asked these questions, he needs somebody to say, no, get back. Like the get back coach on the sideline.
Right.
Don't say it, because he is more and more and more, we've said it 2 weeks ago, the face of the collusion that some people believe is going on between NFL owners and those who do protest.
And by the way,
it's not official collusion, in a negotiation.
It doesn't have to be all 32 either.
No.
It doesn't have to be all 32. It doesn't even have to be a large majority. Because one of the owner of the Jets, or the acting owner of the Jets, I guess is how you would phrase it, he made the comment yesterday, I think it would be a very bad idea if we instructed players to stand during the national anthem. Paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he said. Here are Bob McNair's comments yesterday when asked about players demonstrating during the national anthem. We're going to deal with it in such a way, I think, that people will understand what we want everybody to respect our country, respect our flag. And our playing fields, that's not the place for political statements. That's not the place for religious statements. That's the place for football. And that's what I think we need to be doing. McNair goes on to say, it's a matter of concern. We've tried to deal with it. We've talked to players, and we hear what they say. Or what they said. I can just say in Houston, we've been doing a number of things and will continue doing a number of things in the community. That didn't influence us. We were doing it before the anthem issue even came up. But there are fans that are upset about it. Fans are our customers. McNair went on to say that there is a policy in place that the Texans follow, that players must be on the sideline, and that they should stand and hold their helmet in their left hand.
Okay, several things to cull out of this. First of all, that policy is not worth the paper it's written on, if it is even written on paper. If you want this to happen, players to stand with the helmet in their left hand, it has to be in their contract, or it has to be as part of the NFLPA agreement. So you can have all the policies you want. They don't have to abide by them. You might prefer they do. They don't have to abide by any of those policies if it's not in their contract.
And when the policy says should.
Yeah, so maybe that's
the policy's weak anyway.
And here's the bigger takeaway here is, he says it's not the place for political statements. Do you really believe, this is a question for Bob McNair or anybody who aligns with him. Do you honestly in your heart believe that Eric Reed, Martellus Bennett, Richard Sherman do not respect our country? that they do not respect our country or our flag. If you're saying they're kneeling because they do not respect our country, you can't really believe that. You have to know that what they're protesting as they do this with the anthem is not the country or the flag. They're not protesting that they don't respect our country. Of course they respect our country. I mean, it's about other things. And to be able, you know, to put those the two things together is just ludicrous.
You're connecting two dots that don't connect.
Yes, exactly.
If you believe players are on purpose doing that to disrespect the country, then you're connecting two dots that don't exist. Now, if you separately believe that demonstrating during the national anthem is disrespectful, then that is your opinion.
That's what I'm saying.
And I can't say that you're wrong, because there are some people that believe that, and there are some people that believe any sort of demonstration like that during the national anthem is disrespectful. And that's your opinion. I'm not going to try to change your opinion. I partly agree with you, and while at the same time, I partly agree with the fact that these players have...
Well, it's uncomfortable for anybody who doesn't think that they would do that, you know, yourself and myself included. But that's not say, but to say that those players specifically disrespect our country, I just feel like that's way off.
So did it sound to you like McNair and owners who think like Bob McNair want something put in that would make players stand? Want something implemented that would make players stand during the national?
Oh, I think the NFL absolutely. Just because they want to avoid that type of controversy and this type of discussion. Why do players do it? You know, why are they choosing the anthem and the flag? Because it has to be uncomfortable to be able to get the people's attention and to make your point clear. It has to be uncomfortable. This is how America has always, you know, addressed issues and approached issues, because there's an uncomfortableness about it. And so it's uncomfortable. You and I may not like it, and we don't, but clearly it's not something that they shouldn't have the right to do.
Yeah, I mean, and McNair eventually getting to the point that there have been fans that are upset and saying fans are our customers, and then going on to expound that you could replace all the owners in the league would go on, you could replace all the players in the league would go on, though the quality would suffer, but you can't replace all the fans if they leave. I would love to know if you could actually point to this being a legitimate hit to the NFL. And I'm talking about, there's teams that have records of people who said, this player did this, I'm not watching, I'm not paying attention, you're not getting any more of my money. Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about TV ratings, that's great. I'm going to come back at you with the fact that CBS as a whole, one of the most popular networks in the nation, have what, three of the top five shows on network television. CBS, the station, was down 20% as a whole.
Right.
None of their actors were protesting, okay? None of their news people on the nightly news were protesting. They're down 20%. The NFL saw a decline, yes. They saw a decline that was much less steep than every other version of television, and they still own, what is it, 21 of the top 25 cable programs every year. So the NFL, though, yes, you could point to this happened, then this happened. Right. I don't know that you can draw an exact bridge, but if Bob McNair and other owners are going to point to it's bad business to do this, then that is certainly an avenue that they can pursue and say, look, guys, it's bad business. If the fans go away, then the money to pay you guys goes away, and then the salary cap doesn't go up.
They want, basically, and Bob McNair, you know, I'll put it this way. When people across the country think about NFL owners pressuring players to not do this, and by the way, that's what he's doing. He's the owner of the team. How do you think these Texans players feel right now, even if they were so inclined to want to protest? Well, they're getting a lot of pressure from the owner. It's bullying, in a sense. That this is happening, when people think about NFL owners who are trying to discourage, pressure players to not doing this, the first image that comes up now is Bob McNair. That's the big point that I'm taking, and that's not a good look. And they don't want that look. They don't want that uncomfortableness as owners, so that's why they're doing this.
And this is something that if they want to put a policy in, they'll be met with much pushback, not only from the players, not only from the players' union, but from Roger Goodell himself, who has been very much neutral slash player leaning in this whole scenario,
right,
this whole situation about players standing or kneeling during the national anthem or demonstrating in any way during the national anthem. One comment I did find sort of strange from McNair was political stances, which has been a hotly debated topic. Sure. I understand mentioning that. Where did he come from with religious statements?
Yeah, I didn't get that one as well.
And by the way, in this state, maybe not everywhere, but in this state, football and religion are heavily intertwined.
Yeah, they are.
Lots of kneeling.
But when have you ever seen it intertwined in an NFL stadium, in this stadium? I didn't get that at all either.
Right, right. And
what religious statements have ever been made?
Every now and then you'll catch players after the game, maybe a quick kneel after the game in the end zone or around midfield. Some players do the quick kneel after warm-ups, after you run out. When you run out into the end zone, you do a quick kneel and maybe a little prayer.
Yeah, but that's not – I mean, is that a protest?
I don't know where – to say that has no place is very interesting. And that's not offending
anyone.
That's
a good point.
Like, I understand I understand that people may have – politics is weird because I could tell you, John, you like The Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell you that I think The Big Lebowski sucks as a movie, and then we can have a pretty decent discussion about it, and you're not going to think different of me because I don't like that movie.
Right.
But if person A was red and person B was blue and they found out, a lot of times politics just takes it to a whole other level and you don't even speak to the person.
Right.
So politics is a very divisive area to get into. So I understand saying we don't want to divide our audience. We don't want to divide our players from our audience. We don't want to divide us from our players. But religion, like to say religion has no place in football,
right,
from Christianity to Judaism to Islam to any of these, I thought that was very, very strange to make.
And let's be honest about what Bob McNair and a lot who fall in line with him really want. They want the players to represent what they believe in. You know, not to have, you know, if they were all in line with him, he wouldn't be having this discussion because they all agree with him. You know, Texter brought up a really good point. He's acknowledging the fans that are not in favor of the protest. What about those of us that have no issues with it? Yeah, what do you tell those fans? You know, that really think, okay, they, you know, it might be uncomfortable kneeling for the flag or whatever when you're protesting, raising your fist, whatever it may be. But what about those who think they should have that right, and that is the right venue to make people uncomfortable and make people think and talk about this?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.